Now, I'm going to preach a while tonight. I stayed with you while you shouted. Now, I want you to stay with me while I preach. And I want you to help me. But listen to me. You do not have to be hollering amen for me to preach. Just long as I know that your spirit's with me, that's all I need to know. Long as I know that you, but if you feel like saying amen, it's wonderful. I appreciate it, but I do not have to have that. You know, some preachers, they cannot preach unless they have a lot of amens. Well, if you preach some of the messages I preach, like the one I preached here night before last, then you have to learn to preach without amens. Amen. If you just base your ministry on how many amens you get, you're going to be washed up before long if you preach the Word of God. Because there'll be times when it'll not be easy. But you've got to know where your calling comes from and who has called you. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles, and while you're turning to the 18th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, I'd like to say this about preaching. You ever notice, usually, people don't help the preacher very much when he really needs them. I mean, when he's struggling, when he's trying to get started, they don't say very much. But there is a place the preacher, a point the preacher passes when he don't need nobody to help him. And that's when everybody starts getting with him. Strange thing about preaching. Praise the Lord. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, please bear with me. We're going to try to bring one of those hot loaves out of the oven that Brother Carlos spoke about, but you'll have to bear with me while I put the bread together, all right? In the 18th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, verse 20, the Bible says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all of his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned in his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. Yet ye say the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive." I want to preach to you tonight on the awesome power of just one moment. The awesome power of just one moment. I know that life is made up of more than a moment, but all lives are made up of moments. I thought I knew what a moment was until the Lord placed this little thought on my heart just a few days ago. I thought it was a minute. So I went to the dictionary and looked up the word moment. And the dictionary said it is an instance in time. A period of time. It could be more than a minute, or it could be less than a minute. A moment is just an instance in time. You know, we all have what we call precious moments. When we were married, and I stood beside that little black-headed wife of mine who has been my wife for 36 years plus now, it was a great moment in my life. Then another great moment was when our first child was born in the hospital. I'll never forget that, going there to the nursery and looking in the window at my little baby. And I wondered why all the people were wasting their time down there looking at other people's babies. Why weren't they up there looking at mine? I mean, it was a great moment when I brought that little child home and pressed its little wiggly body to my body and held it lying there on the bed with this little life on my chest. It was a great moment. When we hear people say, capture that moment. That's why we take pictures, you know, trying to capture moments. And I found out one thing, Brother Floyd, us older people look at those pictures longer than younger people. Because we're trying to relive that moment. Special dinners that we have. Sometimes I get out the picture album and I look at special dinners that we had maybe 20 years ago, and I can still remember some of the good things that was on the table. Yes, that's why we take pictures, to capture moments. Listen to me. In sports, and of course I have not been to a ball game since I was saved, and the reason for that was I got saved. Never did go back after I was saved. But we hear them in sports say, capture that moment. It was a great moment. That football player made that touchdown. That baseball player knocked that ball out of the park. Or he stole the pet base. And we call that great moments. Oh, the awesome power of just one moment. Earthquakes can come in just one moment. Hurricanes can hit in just one moment. Out in Oklahoma where I live, in just one moment a tornado can come and destroy many homes and many lives in just a moment. In history, in war, decisive battles are decided and won or lost in just one moment. Oh, the awesome power of just one moment. In the business world, businessmen close that business deal or lose that contract in just a moment. A lot of things happen in just a moment of time. I'm preaching tonight on the awesome power of just one moment. Now let us look into the spiritual realm. And consider my text tonight. The key word in my text is turn. When a righteous man turneth. How long does it take you to turn? Just one moment. It don't take you a lifetime to turn. You can turn in just one moment. When a righteous man turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, all of his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. But in his trespass, where he has trespassed, he shall die. He loses all of his righteousness in just one moment of time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, the fear that ought to be in our heart when we consider the power of just one moment. Hear me. Over 30 years ago, God saved me. I've been preaching now over 30 years. I say this humbly and give all the glory to God. But in the 30 years that I have been preaching, the devil has not been able to hang one black mark on my name. With a limited education, but with a special anointing from God, I've chiseled my way to where I can now stand with the greatest people on the face of this earth, the holiness people. Oh, what a wonderful privilege to be among God's sanctified people, the holy people of God. With this anointing that God has given me, I've been able to preach in around 40 of the United States, from one close to the other, north, south, east, and west. And God has given me souls in nearly every state that I have been, including this place here. To go to other countries, like I went with Brother Carlos Guerra in Costa Rica and Panama and in Mexico. It has been a wonderful privilege to go and win souls and to go and preach the message of holiness and see hearts open to the message of holiness. That is a wonderful thing. But all the fear that must possess my heart in one sense is that after 30 years of preaching holiness, in just one unguarded moment, I can lose it all, everything that I have wrought in the Lord. You've got to understand what I'm preaching before I take you on any farther. Listen to me. Did you know that I have a wife that stood by my side for over 36 years? I have a family that believes in me and trusts in me. I have children that love me and appreciate me and believes in me. I have a home church at home that I'm just as welcome to preach in there any time that I go. But oh, the awesome fact is this. In one unguarded moment of sin, I can lose my family, my reputation. All that I have, it can be gone in just one moment of time. Hear me. The Lord's helped me to do a lot, and I give God praise because it's been Him and His good people that has helped me. But do you realize that everything that I have in my account can be canceled out in one moment of time? Listen to me, preachers. I thank God that you are ministers of the gospel. I thank God that God is using you to preach the word of God. But did you know, in one unguarded moment, in one sexual misconduct, one moment of sexual misconduct, and everything that you have done will be canceled out of your account the moment that you turn from your righteousness and commit iniquity? Everything that you have wrought has been lost in that very moment. Gotta understand that before we go farther. You know, we have preachers now that are committing adultery and fornication. They think they can run in and shed a few little crocodile tears, then get back in the pulpit and start right where they left off. Oh no, you lost it all in that moment when you turned from your righteousness and committed iniquity. You lost it all in that moment. Stay with me, I'm going to preach to you. But you must understand this. The only time the righteousness of the righteous will fail is when it is followed by iniquity. For the Bible said in Ezekiel 33:12, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. Oh, what a solemn warning. None of us can afford one prayerless day. Are you hear what I said? None of us can afford one prayerless day. We cannot afford to play with sin. Listen to me, young lady. You can lose your virginity in just one moment. Young man, you can take that first drink of alcohol, and in one moment's time, you'll be on your way to becoming a hopeless alcoholic. Drugs have the same story to tell. I mean, it all starts in just a moment of time. Listen to me. Listen to me. You say, oh, preacher, it'll never happen to me. Listen, there's been better preachers than you and I that went down, and they went down in just a moment of time. Yes, I thank God for all that I have in my account. But listen, the moment that I turn from my righteousness and commit iniquity, I have X'd out everything that I've ever done for God. Do you understand that? that ought to put a fear in your heart, that ought to put a fear in your heart, mister, that ought to put a fear in your heart of sin. Oh, come here, Brother Randy Ford. I'm telling you, this is a big man right here. Come here, Brother Carlos Guerra, and I'm telling you, this is a little man right here. But neither one of these men can afford to play with sin. Did you know that sin will have the same effect on this big man as it has on this little man? Just to feel this man's hand, just to feel his arms, amen, you feel the strength of him. But let me tell you something. There's Brother Saunders here, a man that we respect, a strong man in the Lord and a strong man in the faith. But Brother Saunders, there's not a one of us can afford to play with sin, because we can be down the tube in just one moment of time. Everything that we've ever done can be lost in one awesome moment. Got a wife, you got a children, you got a family, you have a good church, Brother Carlos, you can lose it all in one careless moment. I have a cousin, you may be seated, I have a cousin, my cousin Corby was one of the greatest preachers that's ever carried a Bible to the pulpit. He was a strong man in the faith. He went in years ago into a little oil field town in Oklahoma, started church in a garage. Wasn't long till the garage wouldn't hold the people. Moved to a house, big house, and tore out the petitions. Wasn't long till the house wouldn't hold the people. Built a church there in that little oil field town. Run the membership up to over 200 in a short time. An anointed man of God. Moved to Oklahoma City. And there he started another church and founded it. And he run the membership of that church up to 600 in just a short time. So great was his anointing. When people were visiting before church and children playing, just his presence at the door would bring a hush and a quiet over the congregation. But do you know what happened? He got to looking at a piano player in his church, and in one awesome moment, he lost it all. Now when you talk to him, he wants to tell you about what he did in the past. Don't he know that he lost it all? It all went from his account in that one awesome moment. He lost it all when the righteous turneth. In that moment that he turns, he loses it all. It's like a man who accumulates $20,000. He goes to Las Vegas or Jersey City, and he rolls a dice there, and he loses it all in just a moment. He may get forgiveness from his wife. His family may forgive him, but his 20,000 bucks is gone. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I said, it's gone. And when a man turns from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, all the righteousness that he hath done, it's gone in a moment's time. Do you understand that? You cancel it out. It's not in your account any longer. If I'd turned from my righteousness and commit iniquity after preaching over 200 camp meetings, after traveling from coast to coast, no use of me talking about what I've done. I've already lost it all in a moment's time. You say, are there any hope for your cousin? Not as long as he's living with that young girl that's younger than his daughter. There's no hope for him. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? Listen to me now. I read not too long ago of a Mexican down close to the border of Mexico in the United States. He had went to a drunken party after a wedding, a Mexican wedding. There they had served tequila. He had become drunken. He went home and his wife was trying to get him in bed. They got into a big fuss because she was only trying to get him to go to bed. Finally reached over and took a .357 Magnum out of a drawer and shot her head off. Then they hauled him off to the jail, and he was so drunk and he didn't even know he had done it. The next morning when he awakened out of his drunken stupor, they came in and filed charges on him and told him the charges that had been filed and told him the awful act that he'd committed. You know what the first words was that came out of that man's mouth when he was told of the terrible crime he'd committed? According to the paper, he said, "Oh, if I could just recall that moment." But listen, whenever you commit iniquity, there is no way to recall that moment. It is gone. Hallelujah. That's why we preach against sin. That's why we hold up the standard of holiness. In one moment's time, you may have been shouting tonight, and your shout may have been real, but in one moment of time, you can lose the Holy Ghost. You can lose the joy of the Lord. You can lose the Spirit of God out of your life. In just one moment. Stay with me. Let's look at a Bible example. A familiar story. A man by the name of Samson. And regardless what you say, Samson was a man of God. The Bible said in Judges chapter 16 that he ruled Israel and was a judge in Israel 20 years. To be a judge in Israel meant that you were not only more than a judge, you was not just a judge sitting on a bench, but you was more than a judge. It meant you were a governmental leader, you was a military leader, and you was a spiritual leader. This man, amen, born to godly parents when he was just a young man. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord moved him at times in the camp of Dan. Oh, when that lion roared out against him, in just a moment of time, the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him and he'd rend that lion apart as you'd rend a little kid. Amen. Whenever the Philistines came out against him, in a moment's time, the Holy Ghost would come upon him and 1,000 skulls lie crushed to the ground in just a moment's time. Mighty man, would you agree? Just a moment's time, the Spirit of God would come upon him and he'd go out and catch 300 foxes, tie their tails together and turn them into the fields of the Philistines after he put firebrands between their tails and then to burn down the fields of the Philistines. Say, what's so great about that? Let's see any of you fellas catch 2 foxes, hold them and tie their tails together and put a firebrand between their tail. We should know more about that moment. When the Holy Ghost comes upon us, in just a moment's time, he laid at the gate of Gaza, and they were planning on killing him as soon as the sun came up, as soon as daylight came. But in a moment's time, he ripped out the gates of Gaza and carried them post and all to the top of the hill of Hebron. It happened in just a moment. Listen to me. I'm moving on. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He took up the jawbone of an ass. And in just a moment's time, 1,000 Philistines were stacked like cordwood. Amen. He said, heaps upon heaps, I've slain 1,000 men. But this great man had a problem. Unrestrained desires. You hear what I said? Unrestrained desires. There came a day when the Philistines took one of the beautiful girls and said, entice this man to find out where his great strength lies. You know, the devil wants to know where our power is at. This woman was looking for a paycheck. She wasn't interested in love. She was interested in a paycheck. And so she began to entice Samson to find out where was the source of his great strength. She enticed him day after day, amen, trying to get him to reveal to her the source of his great strength. But she never did love Samson's God. And don't you dare reveal the intimate thoughts of your heart to someone who does not love your God. Did you hear what I'm telling you? Don't you tell the secrets of your heart. Go ahead and witness to them about Jesus. But don't you tell them the secrets of your heart if you don't love God. If they don't love God. And there came a day whenever Samson laid his head over in Delilah's lap. Yeah. Yes, he said, how can you say you love me when your heart is not with me? Oh, I hear you young men say, I'm going to go with this sinner girl. I don't care what the preacher says. I'm going to go with her and I'll get her saved. No, you're getting ready to get you a crew cut. That's what you're getting ready to get. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? You say, well, I can go around some of the ladies and be a little flirty without any problem. Oh, no. You're going to lay your head in the wrong mama's lap. And the first thing you know, your power's going to be gone. Listen to me, ladies. You're foolish to read those books of love stories, to go down and rent these movies and videos of soap operas and other things. For you see, the devil will come to you in a weak, unguarded moment and say, how about this? And ladies, you can lose that husband. You can lose those children. You can lose your reputation in just one awesome moment. Samson laid his head over in Delilah's lap. Let me back up a little bit. You know why we preach against television, don't you? Because when those thoughts are planted in the mind, you have to be careful, or those inward thoughts will become outward acts. The devil will come to you at a weak moment. Oh, yes, I know what I'm talking about. The enemy will come to you and you can lose it all. Oh, thank God for the anointing that I feel tonight. But I tread softly because I know that if I turn, in the moment that I turn, I can lose it all in just one moment. God gave me this anointing and I've carried over 30 years, but I can lose it in just one moment. Samson laid his head over in Delilah's lap and he told her all of his heart, shared with her his most intimate secrets, and she shaved his head. He got him a haircut in the wrong barber shop that night. Oh, yes he did. I said he got him a haircut in the wrong barber shop that night. And she cried out, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he said, I'll rise up at other times and shake myself. And he wist not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. See him running out of that tent. Philistines grabbing hold of him, punching out his eyes, binding him with fetters of brass. It all happened in a moment time when Samson turned away from his Nazarite vow and told this woman all of his heart. Let me tell you something. The devil could not do one thing with Samson as long as he kept his vow. And the devil cannot do one thing with a church as long as we stay true to this word. But when we turn from this book, we're going to lose the power that we have. And so they take Samson. His enemies begin to praise Dagon, their god. And they said, he has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands. But it wasn't Dagon that delivered Samson into their hands. Samson delivered himself into her hands and into their hands when he turned from his vow. You understand what I'm telling you? Oh, you say, well, the devil just overcome me. The devil cannot make you turn. He can tempt you on every side, but he cannot make you turn. If you fall from your steadfastness in Christ, you're going to have to be the one that turns. Still with me, aren't you? And so they punch out his eyes. Yes, they do. They bind him with fetters. They put him down in the prison house, grinding for the enemy. Grinding, 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 grinding. When did all this happen? In just an awesome moment of time. Stay with me. Oh, can't you see him? Here he is, blinded. He lost his vision. Bound, he lost his liberty. They were getting ready to make sport out of him. He lost his testimony. And that's where the devil wants every one of us. That's where he wants the church. With no vision, bound, and making sport for the enemy. You hear what I'm telling you? Look at Samson, that strong man that everybody feared. Now look at him, bound, eyes punched out, walking blindly. Oh, what a terrible sight. So the Philistines gathered themselves together, about 3,000 of them, both men and women, and they decided to praise their gods of Dagon for delivering their enemy, Samson, into their hands. I want some small boy to come out here with me right now. How about you right there in the striped shirt? Come on. Amen. That boy is small as I thought he was. Sit back down, son. I'm looking for a smaller boy. Hallelujah. 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 Let me look at that congregation over. Yeah, that one right there, I do. Come in, son. You know, they decided that they'd bring Samson into that arena and let him make sport to them. And to humiliate this strong man further, they sent a child down there to lead him into the arena. Yeah, they didn't send a sentry, they didn't send a soldier, they sent a child. Stay with me now, I'm getting ready to flip the coin. Amen, they sent a child down there. Amen, and said, go lead that strong man Samson into this arena. We're getting ready to make sport. We're going to praise Dagon, our God, for delivering our enemy into our hands. And here comes that child leading that blind Samson. As he comes out into that arena, he's walking blind. He's walking, having to be led by a child. When did all of this happen? It happened in one moment. But I can hear him say, hey boy, you know where those pillars are that holds up this stadium? Hey boy, do you know where they're at? I've just got a moment. Just a little short while. But I do have a moment. And there's another side of that story. When the wicked turns from his wickedness, and does that which is right. Listen to me. Come on, boy. Lead me to those pillars. Put this arm around this pillar, and then get on this side, and put this arm around that other pillar. And the Bible doesn't record this, but he probably said, now run with all of your might. And he says, Lord, I lost it all in a moment. But I'm on the field here once again, and I know what your word says. Oh, yes, if the wicked will turn, Lord, if the wicked turns, oh, yes. He said, Lord, hear me this once, and strengthen me this once, that I may avenge myself against the Philistines for my two eyes. And he bowed himself with all of his might, and the Lord heard his prayer, and in one moment's time, that same power, that same glory, that same strength that he had back in the beginning came back upon him. It happened in just one moment of time. Say, what are you trying to tell us, Brother Rich? I'm trying to tell you, sinner man, sinner woman, you can cancel out all of your sins tonight in one moment of time. You may have a lifetime of thefts, drunkenness, stealing, lying. You can cancel it all out in a moment's time. For the Bible said, when the wicked man turns from his wickedness, that all the wicked deeds he has committed will not be remembered against him anymore. Hold on. I'm ready to preach to you now. Hold on. When we look at Samson, we see failure. We see a man with unrestrained desires and evil lust. When we look at Samson, we remember his episode with that wicked woman Delilah and other wicked women. When we look at Samson, we think of a defeated man with his eyes punched out and bound. But when God looks at Samson, he doesn't see failure. He sees a hero. I said he sees a hero. Listen to me. No listen to me. I said he sees a hero. For you see, God remembers moments too. But he chooses to remember that last moment that he had with Samson. And that last moment was when Samson turned from his wickedness and he turned to righteousness. And we think of a failure, but God says he's a hero. And in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, amen, where Moses and Enoch and Abel and Isaac and Jacob and Abraham and all those great heroes of faith are listed, you'll find this. What shall we say more? For time would fail. Tell of Barak and of Gideon and of Samson. How long did it take him to get his name in that book? Just one moment. He turned. It happened in just one moment of time. Woo! Heaven or hell can be decided in just one moment. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Listen to what I'm telling you. When the righteous man turns, he forfeits all of his righteousness. In a moment's time, there is no way to recall his righteousness back to his account. It is gone forever. According to this book, all of his righteousness will never be mentioned. But in this same chapter, when a sinner turns, his sins are completely pardoned. In one moment, they are blotted out forever. There is no way to recall them back to a man or woman's account. Not even God himself can recall your sins. To do so, he would have to violate his word. He said, if the wicked turns, then none of his iniquities will ever be mentioned against him anymore. Can I preach to you tonight? For an awesome moment, the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ can unchain you from a total past life of failures. Woo! The true rendering for the word repentance is turn. Mm-hmm. How long does it take you to turn? Now, I've been in churches where they didn't believe that you could get saved in one night, or two nights, or three nights. Mm-hmm. I've been in churches where they thought it took you 8 or 10 nights to get saved. And I believe in staying at the altar till you get saved. My question is, I prayed with people all night and they didn't get saved. But I've been praying with a man or a woman, and all of a sudden, you realize they turned. And in that moment that they turned, in the moment they turn toward Calvary and that cleansing crimson stream, they are cleansed that very moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It happens in just one moment of time. Are you ready for me to preach to you? I'm getting ready to preach to you here in just a little bit. It happens in just one moment of time. How long does it take a person to receive the Holy Ghost? Say, well, I've been seeking it 15 years. That wasn't what I asked. How long does it take you? How long you been seeking it? That wasn't what I asked. When your vessel gets right, and you truly turn, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they all with one accord in one place, 12 hours it took for the Holy Ghost to fall. Is that right? Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Why have you been seeking it for 20 years? Why don't you get in and be sanctified? He can baptize you in one moment of time. He can fill you in just one moment of time. When you present a sanctified vessel on this altar, in one moment of time, you can be filled. the Holy Ghost in power, and it can happen in one awesome moment. When I was studying this for this sermon, I read in 2 Chronicles 33 of a wicked king by the name of Manasseh. He had a father by the name of Hezekiah, who was a wonderful man. He cleansed the temple, tore down the altars, destroyed the idols and the images. But when Manasseh, his son, took over, he reigned 55 years. And his reign was a reign of idolatry. He rebuilt the altars that his father had torn down. He made an image, and he set that image of an idol up before the altar of the Lord, where God said, I've set my name there forever. He put it right by the altar, an image. This man Manasseh, listen to me. He went to witchcraft and wizards and those with familiar spirits. The Bible said he made his children pass through the fire of Haman. In other words, he sacrificed his own flesh and blood to the gods, heathen gods. And the Bible said in verse 9 of the 33rd chapter that Manasseh did more to provoke Judah to do evil than all the heathens that were before them that God had driven out. 55 years of idolatry. Say it with me. He was a sinful king. Come on. He was a rotten king. He deliberately destroyed true worship in Israel and brought idolatry back in. And so God tried to speak to him, but he wouldn't hear. So here's what God did. He let the king of Assyria come upon Manasseh, caught him out in the thorns and bound him with fetters, and carried him down into Babylon. 55 years of idolatry. But oh, listen to my story. Down there in Babylon, after 55 years of serving idols, after leading Israel astray for 55 years, the Bible said that Manasseh greatly humbled himself in the sight of the Lord. And he prayed unto the Lord, and the Lord was entreated for him. And in one moment's time, 55 years of idolatry taken away in one moment of time, God took him back to Jerusalem, put him back on the throne. He tore down all the idols and started true worship to the true God back in Israel. It happened. 55 years of sinning gone in one moment of time. Hallelujah. Still with me, aren't you? Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory to God. You see, God remembers moments. But when a man or a woman turns to God, the judgment of God deals only with man according to his present state and not his past. When repentance and conversion and obedience, comes, it cancels out the very memory of former sins. Do you believe it? Older son was waiting to bring all kinds of accusations against his younger brother. But not one time did the father ever bring one accusation against the prodigal son. You know why? He had turned. You say, well, the devil will remember it. Yeah, he'll remember, but his voice doesn't count in court. Hallelujah. 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 So I'm preaching tonight on the awesome power of just one moment. Oh, sinner, can't you see the opportunity that's offered you? Why don't you take this moment to cancel out your past, to purge yourself of your old sins, and to secure you a place in the heaven of the world? You can do it in just one moment. Now listen to me. I'm going to preach about 5 more minutes and I'm going to quit. But I'm getting ready to turn it on. So I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to me close. Don't miss what I'm telling you. There was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 long years. She had suffered many things on many physicians. And instead of growing better, she grew worse. But one day, she heard that Jesus was passing by. And she came in the crowd. And one touch, one moment, and 12 years of suffering gone in one moment's time. How long do you think it would take God to heal your affliction tonight? Just one moment. Say, well, that don't impress me much, 12 years. Okay. In the 5th chapter of St. John, there was a man lying by the pool of Bethesda. He had been there 38 years. He was a paralytic. He was afflicted. He was waiting for the angel to come and trouble the water. For the first one to step in after the troubling of the water was made whole of whatever disease or affliction he had. 38 years he'd been there. But one day Jesus walked on the scene. And he said, wilt thou be made whole? They said, you gotta hear my story. It's a sad, sad story. I've been lying here for 38 years. I've been trying to get in that pool. Every time, oh, I'm still coming. Somebody gets in front of me, Lord. You gotta hear my story. But Jesus said, it's your moment. Rise! Take up your bed! And walk! And he got up and took his bed. It happened in one moment of time. Say, well, that don't impress me much. 38 years, okay. Let me go. In the 3rd chapter of the book of Acts, there was a man who was above 40 years. Does that do anything for you? I said he was above 40 years. He is a cripple. He'd been laid at the gate called Beautiful by friends. He'd been a cripple all of his life. Just like some of you've been a sinner all of your life. He'd been a cripple all of his life. Other people had to bring him there and carry him there and take him home. Amen. What he begged for a living. One day, two Holy Ghost filled preachers came by. He shook his little cup. Boy, look at the boldness of Peter. Said, look on us. Look on us. Look on us. Woo! Silver and gold. We don't have what you're looking for there in that cup. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he reached forth his hand, and in one moment's time, 40 years of cripple of disease gone. And the man ran through the temple, walking and weeping and praising God. It happened in just one moment. What can God do in this meeting in just one moment? Why don't you open your heart and see what God can do in just one moment of time? Oh, the power, the awesome power of just one moment. Temptation can come on you to sin in just one moment. But in that same awesome moment, you can resist that devil in the name of Jesus. And Holy Ghost power to resist that sin can come on you in that same moment. You know I'm preaching right. Well, what I'm getting ready to say, if you don't set your soul on fire, your wound's wet. If you don't ring your bell, your clapper's broke. Hallelujah. Come, get ready to tell you something. Tired of going to funerals. Tired of burying your dead like Brother Larry's, his wife here tonight. God has put up your hand. Yes, just that one moment changed your whole life, didn't it? Amen. Just happened in a moment. Tired of going to those funerals. Where's the brother from Sumter? Has a funeral tomorrow. Maybe he's not here tonight. Are you here, brother? Amen. It can happen. In just one moment. Tired of going to funerals. Tired of seeing your loved ones put away. Tired of those aches and pains in your body. Tired of that arthritis. Get tired of seeing your wife crippled up at times and can't hardly go across the kitchen to do the work. I know you do, Brother Saunders. Amen. You're tired of all of these things that the sinful world brings on. Well, listen, I'm getting ready to close, but listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you. Don't miss it. The Apostle Paul said in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, "Behold, I shew unto you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed every moment." How long will it take God to change his vile body and fashion into a glorious body like his own? Just one moment. In one moment, brother. In one moment, the dead in Christ are going to get up out of the graves. It's all going to happen in just one moment of time. Just one moment of time. Let us stand up. Oh, the awesome power of just one moment. The vilest sinner can be cleansed in one moment of time. Do you have affliction in your body? So lift your hand right now. Jesus can heal you in just one moment. For just one moment. You say, "Preacher, I thought you had to get folks down to altar and pray with them at least 6 months before you could pray them through the Holy Ghost." Oh no, if they have turned, if they have turned, you know, with all their heart, it can happen in just one moment. While Peter was yet preaching in the house of Cornelius, the Holy Ghost fell. One moment. One moment. Please give me your attention. Hold on there. I want to talk to you just a little bit longer. Backslider, you lost it. You lost that joy of salvation. But I can tell you how you can get it back. You lost it in a moment. You can get it back in a moment. For God knows the heart. You ever wonder why someone that seemingly don't seem worthy, seemingly don't know anything about holiness, can come in and go through to the blessing, maybe receive healing, amen, while others are still standing looking? It's because they turned. And God sees the heart, Brother Saunders. When that heart turns, God knows it. He knows it if it turns to wickedness. He knows it. Before you ever go and do that act, he knows if your heart turned. Come on. When you turn to righteousness. Woo! Ha ha. Man. You know what those Israelites said? They said, "God's ways are not equal." Man, it looks to me like we're getting the best of a trade. Hallelujah. A whole lifetime of sin, shame, degradation. Amen. A lifetime, amen, of trouble and sorrow. A long list of sins. Amen. As long as no telling how long my list was when Jesus saved me. You know how long it took him to erase them? Man, I could shout now. Maybe I couldn't shout with you while I go, but I could sure shout now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the songwriter said the old account was large and growing every day. Well, I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw 6 pain or more, I said that I would settle. And I settled it long ago. Just a moment's time. When at the judgment bar, I stand before my King, and he the book will open, and he cannot sign a thing. Then will my heart be glad, while tears of joy will flow, because I had it settled, and so long ago, it happened in just one moment. One awesome moment. We used to have the joy of the Holy Ghost. You got off on the worldly track. And you lose. Oh yeah, when you turn down that liberal track, turn down that liberal road, you lose the Holy Ghost. But you can get it back tonight if you'll turn from your wickedness back to holiness. Say, yeah, but how long will it take God to do it? Just one moment. You don't act like you believe what I'm preaching. All the hours that we spend with people at the altar, they're spent trying to get them to turn.
Right. Right, brother. Don't take but a moment.
But when they turn,
Lord. Oh,
Lord. Wanting to sing, aren't you, sister? They're wanting to sing just about as bad as I'm wanting to preach. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, he can heal like cancer. He can heal like cancer in just one moment. He can open this woman's eyes in just one moment. Oh, the power. Oh, the awesome power of just one moment. Why don't we just praise his name, glorify his name. Oh, the awesome power. Now none of us, listen to me for just a moment, none of us can recall one moment from yesterday. And not one of us can borrow one moment from tomorrow. All we have for sure is just this moment. But this moment can change your life for all eternity. It can change your eternal destination. Just this moment. Is there some sinner you want to come right now? Some backslider you want to come right now? Come on, this altar's open. Come right now. It can happen in just one moment. Yes. It can happen in just one moment. All the others, come on, come on. In just one moment. In just one moment, Jesus can save you. In just one moment, he can change your life. Come on. I'm going to let the sister sing a verse of song. And then after she sings a little bit, I want her to stop. Because I want to talk a little bit more about our altar call. Come on on. Let's go. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Sing to us. Oh, there's others here that need to come. While she's singing, these altars are open. If you need the Holy Ghost, these altars are open. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, sinner. Here's two boys that got saved the other night coming back here. Hey, boys, he can sanctify you and fill you with the Holy Ghost in just this one moment. Praise God. There's two boys over here I know were saved the other night here somewhere to be saved. It can happen in just one moment. Come on. You need something from God. This is your moment. Say, what are you offering me? I'm offering you a moment. Come on, backsliders. Come on, sinner. Those that need to be sanctified. Those that want the Holy Ghost. Come on. Let's fill this place up. Fill this place up here. Come right on. Come right on. Jesus can help you. Jesus will help you. Oh, Jesus will help you.